Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Oh, at RT.ie, Anna, it happened at the weekend. Pretty nasty incident. It was Friday night.
Yeah, it was Friday night. I was in the Unicorn and coming out.
That's in central Dublin, Merrion Row, near the Shelbourne Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
And all the lights were red. And funnily enough, the road was completely clear. And the four of us walked across. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw a cyclist further down the road, thinking he was going the right way.
Okay.
But actually, he was coming up the wrong way against the traffic and hit me.
Oh, wow.
And he fell off the bike. I fell down. He didn't hit me badly now, from the point of view that he hit the leg and is not bruised or anything like that.
Okay.
It was the fall that did it. Then the lights were changing, so my friend took me into the footpath and him with his bike. And he was all concerned and, you know, are you okay? And blah, 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 blah. And then he left and we kind of went on our way thinking I was half okay.
Mm-hmm.
We went into the Shelbourne. They gave me a big bag of ice, which someone thought was a fish in it.
Okay.
I was carrying it around for the rest of the night. And then I went home, but woke up on Saturday morning with a different story altogether.
In terms of aches and pains and bruises?
Well, I went to Black Rock and they thought I was okay. They rang me during the week, the afternoon, and they said they think there's a break. So they asked me to go back in this morning for an MRI, and it's broken, and I'm in plaster now up to my elbow.
So it's your arm?
And, yeah, my arm. It was my actual wrist above my...
Okay,
above
okay.
my
that can be very painful
finger.
And long-lasting, and in some cases can require surgery. Now, just to be clear, Anna, when you say he was coming up the wrong way, you mean he was cycling in a direction he should not have been cycling in?
Yeah. He was in the middle of the road, as cool as you like, in the middle of the road coming against the traffic. But there was no traffic on the road at that particular,
So he
minute.
Was, if people know Merrion Row, if you're standing outside the Shelbourne or Stephen's Green there in the corner, the traffic is heading out of the city. It's a one-way system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were on that street and he was cycling into the city.
Yeah.
Which no vehicle can do on that stretch. It's one way. Okay.
No, he
was clearly going... It wasn't that he was on the wrong side of the road. He was on the wrong road. He was going the wrong way up the road. Yes. Going the
and
illegal.
In the middle of it.
Sorry, he was
and
going
the
illegal way up the up
totally,
the road.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you think, Anna, that he left prematurely, or I presume he didn't get a name or an address? Or?
No, I didn't, and that's the first thing my husband asked me, of course. But no, I didn't, because I just felt, no insurance, no what can be done. You know the way. And that was my question, can anything be done? I suppose if I got his name, I could ring him. But, I mean, is he going to give me the right name?
How much have you spent so far on?
I've spent €620.
Wow.
Now, I will get some of that
back
on private health, but at the same time...
well, if you didn't have,
believe it.
Yes.
Mm.
€620.
And no, what's, I did go what's to Blackrock Clinic.
How long will you be in a cast for?
6 weeks.
Wow.
And no driving, no club. I go to the club every day. No club, no gym, no nothing.
And if there's any holidays coming up, it'll severely restrict. Your broken wrist severely restricts you in terms of everyday life.
I know. Just even putting clothes on, it's unbelievable.
Driving.
Driving, no driving.
And he had had he a bell, had he a high vis, had he lights?
Could I tell you what he had?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. If someone asked me to identify him, I probably couldn't. But if he is listening and his mother's listening and he had an accident in Merrion Row, I'd be very pleased to hear from him.
And by the way, do you think he was working? Was he a courier? Or?
No, he wasn't. No. Not that, I didn't feel he was a courier. No, I think he was just taking a shortcut.
And you say he was a nice civil man. I don't know what age
he
group.
Was.
What age group?
He was grand. I know, I'd say he was around 20.
Okay.
And he was concerned.
Was he okay, do you know?
Do you know, I don't know.
But he got up on
because
his bike and cycled off.
We were saying, what the bloody hell were you doing coming up the wrong way? So.
And did he answer that?
He didn't. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He was just taking a shortcut. When he saw no traffic, he said, I'll come up that way.
Okay. The Shelbourne looked after you nicely, from what you say, with ice.
They were
and,
lovely.
But as you say, as often happens when you woke up the next morning, you're trying to find out, did this happen to anyone else? And what?
And what could you do? Even if I got his name, what could you do?
Exactly, and what happens next? Okay, yeah. Anna, a speedy recovery, okay.
Thanks, Joe.
I wish you well. Let me bring, this is not far removed, Marie. Marie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
What happened?
I was driving home from work there last Friday, and I was just turning around the Grange Road there in the direction of the Eden Pub. And I didn't know what I was looking at, but it was actually a man standing facing me on the opposite side of the road.
Right.
And as I got nearer, I realised it was a man on an e-scooter trying to make a right-hand turn into the Eden Estate there in Refarnham.
Okay.
Now, he wasn't wearing a high-vis vest. He had both hands on the scooter, so there was no hand signals. There was obviously no lights either. But the reason why I rang was normally when I come up around that way, there's a bus stop there, and there's normally a bus dropping people off and on, and I normally would overtake it. And if that had been there on the day, you wouldn't have seen this chap standing in the middle of the road because he was right at the white line.
No lights? Well, I thought there was lights built into many of those e-scooters.
No, there was nothing.
No, okay.
He was just standing there, just standing still in the middle of the road.
And he was a danger to himself, but was he a danger to others, do you think? You're saying he was in that he
could have been a danger. Like, I could have very easily knocked him down, especially if that bus was at the bus stop.
Yeah.
The fact that it was on the straight road, you know, I didn't know what it was when it came around, but as I got nearer, I realised it was a man. But if the bus had been stopped there, as it normally is around about half four on any afternoon, I would have been overtaking. And I would have been on top of him before I realised he was there because I know a cyclist would sort of be the same, but a lot of cyclists now have the high-vis vest and they're that bit higher as well, you know? So I just think it's an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah. And remember, tragically, there was a driver of an e-scooter, a young woman killed in the last 10 days in London.
Yeah, so I do think that we need to open up discussion on this and... Like they need to, there needs to be proper rules of the road there for users. Because I am a fan of e-scooters. I think they're brilliant. You know, that they're economical, they're environmentally friendly, and you don't need to leave them on the side of the road to be stolen.
And they take traffic off, they take a car, it takes traffic off the street.
More cars should be encouraged to use them, you know?
Okay.
More people in cars
and
should be encouraged
to use them.
And
was it dark?
No, it was half four in the afternoon.
Okay.
But it's the fact that where it is, there's a bus stop there. And anybody may be less experienced, or maybe it could have happened to me, and you could just be taken over the bus, and there is this person standing there.
Okay.
Because you're blinded a bit there. Do you know what I mean? I just think that it needs to be opened up for discussion, and there should be proper rules.
But you don't think they should be banned from what you say?
Oh, absolutely
not.
I think they should be encouraged.
Okay, but with some rules and safety rules primarily.
Yeah,
okay.
and even if there was tax and insurance, it should be kept low because it's mainly young people using them, you know, so it should be kept at a reasonable rate.
Okay, thanks, Marie. That's Marie 51551 Joe at rt.ie and 1857 15 815.